Welcome back. You're listening to Graph Hit 94.9 FM in English only with the doctor. So I don't know about you, but February for me sounds like, feels like a long month. It's only 28 days, 29 days. Some years, I think this year we have a 29th day. I'm pretty sure this is how long February is for me. I don't even know what day it is today. My show always, when it does run and when it does air, it's on a Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But I always record it before because I don't have the greatest time management. My job is consuming every joy out of my life. And this is the only thing that gives me any pleasure and I can't seem to find time for it. On that note, so what does the doctor order when you're having a shitty week? The doctor orders some good music. So the first music on the list is by a group called the Dreadnoughts. It's from their 2019 album, Into the North. Now, the song is called Pique la Baleine, and it's a French folk song, but they normally sing in English. So, and they're fantastic. They're a six-piece folk band from Vancouver, British Columbia, and they are combining folk music with what I would call street punk. It's really kind of cool. Sometimes you feel like almost like a gypsy sound to it. And they're touring in Europe in the summer. So if you are kicking around the UK, Germany, the Netherlands, the Czech Republic, or Poland, you can take a look at them live. They are just fantastic. And in my opinion, this is exactly what the doctor sent. This is Pique la Baleine. That was the Dreadnoughts. They're fantastic. Again, like I said, if you are in those areas in Europe, Poland, Germany, the Czech Republic, in the UK, somewhere in the summer, check them out and maybe you'll get a deal if you tell them that the doctor sent you and it's good medicine. The next song on the list is called the Tow Truck Song. Now, this song is from this beautifully angelic voiced woman. Her name is Mary Beth Carty, and it's from her 2022 album, They're Crossing the Causeway, and I'm pretty sure it was nominated for a recent Canadian Musical Awards. The award ceremonies haven't happened yet in Canada, but I'm pretty sure it's on the nomination list. Now, this woman, she is multiply talented. She not only sings, she plays numerous instruments, an accordion, a guitar, a bass, a jaw harp. Do you know what that is? Bones and cowbells. I hope you enjoy this beautiful Nova Scotian's magical voice. This is the Tow Truck Song.
Pickup, not too young, drawing around, working hard, having fun. But rest grew in, rest grew on, rest grew under, left is sitting on the lawn. Towing Toyota, towed into town, turning down the tiny tip, it's turning into hash brown. Towing Toyota, towed into town, turning down the tiny tip, it's turning into hash brown. Said, that's it, this truck's gotta go or we're burning it. Called up Jimmy, called up Cash, strongest man arrived in a flash. Put it in neutral, pushed it into town, harder going up than it was going down. Wheel flew off on Cameron's Hill, decided to take that tow truck bill. Tow a Toyota, tow it into town, turn it into tiny tippets, turn it into hash browns. Tow a Toyota, tow it into town, turn it into tiny tippets, turn it into hash browns. Touch. Drink to the suspension, which was long gone. Wrote this little tow truck song. Tow a Toyota, tow it into town, turn it into tiny tippets, turn it into hash browns. Tow a Toyota, tow it into town, turn it into tiny tippets, turn it into hash browns.
And that was really fun. So the next song on the list is also based a little bit on fun. It's by a band called The Arrogant Worms. They date back to 1991, and they're this musical trio that from Kingston, Ontario, and they are known for their comedic banter on stage. A lot of the content of their music, too, is also quite funny. So this particular song is a parody on farming, I guess I could say. It's on how sometimes in Canada, unlike in some other countries in the world, Canadian farmers can suffer during times of economic embargo from the United States, and our grain generally is, excuse me, our grain is generally, the price of grain is generally mandated by something that's beyond I don't know how to explain this. They can kind of lose their shirts in their business of farming. Farmers don't always make a lot of money, and especially in the prairies, they have a really tough time. That said, this is a particular story about a farmer that decided to screw the establishment. I'm going to start doing something else. I'm going to become a Grain Pirate, and this is the song of this. Enjoy this. It's from their 1992 album called The Arrogant Worms. And what's really interesting about this particular song is that this song, The Last Saskatchewan Pirate, has been covered by many Canadian artists, including Captain Tractor and Edmonton Band.
I used to be a farmer and I made a living fine. I had a little stretch of land along the CP line. But times went by and though I tried, the money wasn't there. And bankers came and took my land and told me fair is fair. I looked for every kind of job, the answer always no. Hire you now, they'd always laugh, we just let 20 go. The government, they promised me a measly little sum. But I've got too much pride to end up just another bum. Then I thought, who gives a damn if all the jobs are gone? I'm gonna be a pirate on the River Saskatchewan. 'Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. Well, you'd think the local farmers would know that I'm at large, but just the other day I found an unprotected barge. I snuck up right behind them and they were none the wiser. I rammed their ship and sank it and I stole their fertilizer. A bridge outside of Moose Jaw spans a mighty river. Farmers cross in so much fear their stomachs are a quiver, 'cause they know that Tractor Jack is hiding in the bay. I'll jump the bridge and knock them cold and sail off with their hay. 'Cause it's a hee-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. Well, Mountie Bob, he chased me, he was always at my throat. He'd follow on the shoreline, but he didn't own a boat. But cutbacks were a-comin', so the Mountie lost his job. So now he's sailing with me, and we call him Salty Bob. A swinging sword, a skull and bones, and pleasant company. I never pay my income tax and screw the GST.
Screw it!
It's Albert down to Saskatoon, the terror of the sea. If you wanna reach the co-op, boy, you gotta get by me. 'Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores.
Arr, matey. Get it? Matey?
Oh, hey, hey, that's really funny. You know, like Louis Riel?
Well, pirate life's appealing, but you don't just find it here. I've heard that in Alberta, there's a band of buccaneers. They roam the Athabasca from Smith to Fort McKay, and you're gonna lose your Stetson if you have to pass their way. Well, winter is a-coming, and a chill is in the breeze. My pirate days are over once the river starts to freeze. I'll be back in springtime, but now I have to go. I hear there's lots of plundering down in New Mexico. 'Cause it's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. It's a heave-ho, hi-ho, coming down the plains, stealing wheat and barley and all the other grains. It's a ho, hey, hi, hey, farmers bar your doors when you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores. When you see the Jolly Roger on Regina's mighty shores.
Did you guys get some of that story where the farmer decides he's going to become this pirate and then he's being chased by the Mounties, which is the RCMP's, the gendarmes in Canada, with their beautiful red outfits and their huge brimmed hats. And then eventually the police officer, the RCMP, decides, no, I'm not going to be able to do this. I keep failing, so I'm just going to be a pirate just like him. That is the essence of how I feel this month, is I just want to give up and concede to the universe. The next song on Graphite 94.9 FM in English Only with a Doctor is by the amazing Stompin' Tom. So Stompin' Tom, he was born in 1936, and he did all of his career. He was very, very famous through his whole life in Canada. And one of the reasons why he was famous, he was from St. John's, New Brunswick, I believe. And he was famous because he was a storyteller. So W.O. Mitchell is a Canadian author who lived approximately the same time that Stompin' Tom Connors did. And one of the things that I loved about W.O. Mitchell was also, he was a writer, but when he would, you'd sit there and you'd listen to him narrate his stories, and he was such a good storyteller, and Tom Connors is fantastic as well. He is best known for his, one of his albums called Bud the Spud. It was about one of the songs in this album, we don't have it here today, but it was about this gentleman who drove across Canada from PEI all the way to the Vancouver, I think, with a whole trailer load of potatoes because the potatoes from PEI were the best. And I have a particular affection to this particular song because I always think of my grandfather. He was a truck driver. He drove all around Canada. He did a lot of northern trucking. And I think about him when I think about that song, and I think about him when I think about Stompin' Tom. So this song itself is called The Canadian Lumberjack, and I hope you enjoy it.
This next song I'd like to dedicate to any of the folks in the house who may be of French-Canadian descent. This is a story about the northern Quebec lumberjack. Quand on voit une monture, un pistolet et un linceau, ça s'imagine la bonne sourde du cowboy au grand chapeau. Quand on voit les sepinettes, une hache et un boxeur, reconnaissent sa casquette, le bûcheron du Canada. Oh oui, il est bon doux capable, ce Canadien, ce bûcheron. About a saddle with a lasso and a gun, you'd think about a cowboy beneath the prairie sun. But I sing about a pine tree with a bucksaw and an axe. I sing about a big man, the Canadian lumberjack. Oh hey, the happy working bushman of Canada, he's a lumberjack. The master of the bushland, he is born to live by the big bold axe. He is born to live by the big bold axe. Le grand matin, il se lève et prend un bon déjeuner. La bonne crêpe du bien des fèves, grand spécial du cuisinier. Il n'a pas peur de l'ouvrage, des 7 heures il est au bois. Il faut avoir du courage, le bûcheron du Canada. Oh oui, il est en goût capable, ce Canadien, ce bûcheron. Oh oui, il est en fatigable, bon travailleur, aiguilleron, bon travailleur. With a Whopper giant breakfast of pancakes, beans, and mush. And then you'll hear him whistle all morning through the bush. And when it comes to hard work, there's just no turning back. That son of a gun of an iron, Canadian lumberjack. Oh, hey, to the happy working bushman of Canada. He's a lumberjack. Master of the bushland, he's born to live by the big bold axe. He's born to live by the big bold axe. Et pour passer la soirée, il cause avec ses copains. Il chante qu'il se vienne à mire les pousserelles plein. And when his day is over, he'll talk with many chums. He'll sing about the sweetheart he'll wed when springtime comes. Oh oui, il est un goût capable, ce Canadien, ce bûcheron. Oh oui, il est un fatigable, bon travailleur, aiguilleron, bon travailleur, aiguilleron.
Sorry, I didn't notice that there was a weird feedback coming from that recording. I apologize, but it's still a really interesting song. I like the way that he tried to speak in French. Well, one thing that I noticed when I started moving abroad people assume that since I mean, yes, I do speak French, but people assume that because I'm French, I'm Canadian, that everybody was bilingual. But that's not entirely true. There are sections of Canada that are more bilingual than others. And there are some sections that are not at all. And I would say on both levels, whether they be French speaking or English speaking. Nunavut, for example, I think is a perfect example of what true bilingualism is, because they have French, English, or I guess trilingualism, French, English, and one of the Inuit dialects as their national languages. And most government officials speak all three. At least they did when I was living in Canada. I don't know how it is right now because I didn't check that before. I didn't fact check that before I actually said it just right now. That said, so the next song on the list is going to be, we're going to go back to Stompin' Tom in a little in the next song, but this song here, song number five, is called Good Lord. Now, this is a fantastic song. I just love it because I'm a huge fan of Acadian music. It brings me back to the days when I was a young girl and I used to listen to music and, you know, people playing the washboard and spoons and violin in the kitchen. It was fantastic. And this song is called Good Lord by Les Sales Barbes. And this is from their 2021 album called Jean à l'eau salée. They are currently nominated for their most recent album for the Best French Canadian Album of the Year. This is Sales Barbes and Good Lord.
Puis
priez, hey, good Lord, qu'est-ce qu'il pouvait faire? Hey, good Lord, pour nous sauver la misère. Et priez, hey, good Lord, mais qu'est-ce qu'il pouvait faire? Hey, good Lord, pour nous sauver la misère. Pongé pour chanter dans la chorale, ma mère, encore chaud. Puis mes frères, on chantait en tort, on savait pas les mots, ils me disaient
oh.
Quand je faisais mon solo, maman nous regardait avec son air bête.
Elle nous a sermonné un grand coup de bip sur la tête
en chantant hey good Lord, qu'est-ce qu'on pouvait faire? Hey good Lord, pour nous sauver des misères, à prier. Hey good Lord, qu'est-ce qu'on pouvait faire? Hey good Lord, pour nous sauver des misères. Aujourd'hui j'ai deux filles, puis je comprends mes parents. C'est pas sympa tous les jours pour élever des enfants. Les amours en boisson, la crise d'adolescence. J'ai pas hâte de les ramener le samedi soir après la danse. J'accroche mon chapelet, je les garderai dans le miroir. On fait nos
vins, je vous salue Marie.
Cinq, notre père.
Pour chanter hey good Lord.
In my French Canadian history, what we would do to this particular song is that we would do a jig. And jigging is different from in different regions. So when I lived in the Arctic, their jigs were very, you know, foot heavy. So they would move around a lot, and then every once in a while they would stomp it, but not completely stomp. And then it was very, very light. And it was, I think, and this is my interpretation, of course, that it was to mimic some of the sounds that they heard in nature. When I was growing up, however, in our house, it was slightly different. So jigging was moving around really fast with your feet, unlike La Boutine Souriante, if you've ever seen the dancer that dances to the music of La Boutine Souriante. She's been following them all around the world for the last 20 years as they've been performing. Now, her jigs are very, very exciting, and her, you know, she taps her feet and her arms flail. But my mother's jig was quite controlled. She was always very proud of being able to jig with having two glasses of champagne or wine placed on her hands and on her head. And she would, and if she could jig with through a whole song without spilling a drop of wine, she did a fantastic job. I cannot jig like that. I'm more of a top. I'm more of a foot heavy jigger, and I like moving around my head too much. So I think that my interpretation of jigging is obviously very different. That said, the next song on the list is back to Stompin' Tom. So a fun fact about Stompin' Tom is that he wrote over 300 songs and he released 4 dozen albums. Now, 4 times 12, what is that? 4 times 20, 20, 48. That's 48 albums throughout his career, and that is just fantastic. This next song is called I've Been Everywhere Man, as a segue to the fact that I just said all this stuff about all these travels that I've done. I've been everywhere, man. Dun, dun, dun. This is from their 1971 album, his 1971 album, Stompin' Tom Live at the Horseshoe.
This here next song is a story about the fellow was hitchhiking away down in southern Nevada. Along come this big, long truck loaded down with potatoes. And the trucker put on the air brakes and pulled over to the side and said, jump in, son, throw in your bag and the one you're carrying. And he said, where all you been, son? Well, he said, I've been everywhere, man, and that's the name of this one. I was hitchhiking down along the dusty when a mucker load along came a transport truck with a high canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca-mack with me, you can ride. I climbed into the cab, I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountains air, man. I've traveled, I've done my share, man, I've been everywhere. Where you been, he says? Oh, let me see now, a couple of places. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, South Dakota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Matama, La Paloma, Durango, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Manitoba, Wareham, Kalama, Delorama, Calor. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the desert, spare man. I breathe the mountains air, man. I travel, I've done my share, man. I've been everywhere. Is that right, he says, after a long pause. And I says, Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Calipoo, Spinrock, Halifax, Little Rock, Argus, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Other Lake, Larder Lake, for Pete's sake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the desert, spare man. I breathe the mountains air, man. I travel, I've done my share, man. I've been everywhere. This truck driver turned around again to me and said, look, buddy, if you ain't Hank Snow, don't you ever shut up. And I says, Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Omaha, New York, Newark, Costa Rica, Utah, Montreal, Springfield, Bakersfield, Shreveport, Hagensack, Cadillac, Fonzelac, Devonport, Idaho, Mexico, Argentina, Damantina, Pasadena, Casadena. See what I mean, Jack? I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the desert, spare man. I breathe the mountains air, man. I travel, I've done my share, man. I've been everywhere. And this truck driver turned around again to me and said, look at here, buddy. I'm kind of getting sick and tired of you talking about all these United States cities and towns. I'm a Canadian truck driver, and I want to hear a little bit of the North Country for a change. Well, I said, there's always North Bay and heading up into Northern Ontario to places like Tamagami, New Liskeard, Haileybury, Cobalt, Timmins, Ansonville, Kirkland Lake, Cochrane, Kappus, Casing, Hearst, Geraldton, Beardsmore, and the Lakehead. And heading from Nipigon down 17 into Scriber, Marathon, White River, Wawa, and Sault Ste. Marie. Heading eastward from the Sioux on 17 to Fessalon, Blind River, Elliott Lake, Manitoulin Island, Espanola, Sudbury, Cache Bay, Sturgeon Falls, and back to North Bay. Heading down south now, number 11 to Huntsville, Bracebridge, Gravenhurst, Aurelia, Barrie, Aurora, Newmarket, and even Stouffville and another town we all know well called Toronto, Plattsburgh, Appleburgh, Colorado, Winnipeg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Laramie, the Alamo, Chattanooga, Vancouver, Jasper, Nebraska, Alaska, Palaga, Caribou, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, 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 Dodge City. What a pity, I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the desert, spare man. I breathe the mountains, dear man. I travel, I've done my share, man. I've been everywhere. Well, this truck driver looked at me again and he said, don't you know nothing about the Maritimes at all, boy? Yeah. He had the audacity to ask me. Of course, you Newfoundlanders wouldn't understand that word. That's a big word I learned in Skinner's Pond School, Prince Edward Island. Didn't really mean that, you know, but I had to say it anyhow. Yeah, he says, don't you know nothing about the Maritimes? I said, look, mate, I can tell by the big spuds in the back of your rig. You must be a spud picker from Prince Edward Island. I can tell you that much about the Maritimes. You must be friends with them there blue nosers from Nova Scotia and the New Brunswick heron soakers. Not to mention anything, of course, about them squid jigging lads from over Newfoundland. Now, the run of the towns in the Maritimes goes like this, babe. There's Moncton, Chatham, St. John, Hamilton, Grand Falls, Sackville, Newcastle, Fredericton, Charlottetown, Summerside, Glace Bay, Annapolis, Spring Hill, Sydney, Manchester, Glasgow, Antigonish, Windsor, Truro, Gander, Bonavista, St. John's, Swinburne, Quarter Bass, and Mr. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Cross the desert, spare man. I breathe the mountains there, man. But there's just one place I haven't been. Tramp on the gas and roller, man. Soon we're gonna be there, man. Soon we're gonna be there.
You're listening to Graph It 94.9 FM and English Only with a Doctor. So if you were listening really well to that song and the lyrics of that song, you would have heard Stompin' Tom talk about Newfoundlanders, Newfies, and their ability, and some of the, some not so disparaging, he was just joking, stuff about the culture and how they speak. What I think, why I'm underlining this is because the next two songs actually talk about Newfoundland traditions and being an islander. There's a different kind of way. I worked for 3 years in the Middle East with a company that was full of Newfoundlanders. It was a Newfoundland government project, and it was a fantastic opportunity, wonderful experience. But there certainly is a different way of seeing life if you lived on an island. And I experienced a similar kind of reality when I lived on a small island in the Arctic. It's just a different way of living. The idea of moving around, the idea of family, any kind of like cultural connection that you have with the ground, it's just different. It's very different. So I wanted to he was talking a little bit about some of the expressions that Newfoundlanders do, and Newfoundlanders actually have a different dialect. They use different expressions that we do in probably in the Western provinces. So for example, do you want some taken up? That means, do you want supper? I just dies at you means you make me laugh. G'day, bye. And that's how are you doing, buddy? I'll drop over round by and by. I'll visit sometime. I guess that's actually pretty easy. Well, there's some more. And it was really, when I said that I spent 3 years working with Newfoundlanders, I never really acquired the lingo. Not because I wasn't interested, I found it really fascinating. It's because I just couldn't catch it. It was really, really fast and really complicated. And it was spoken in an accent that was quite foreign to me because I'd never lived in Newfoundland before. One in particular fact about my experience there is I played floor hockey for 3 years with the same team. And no word of a lie, there was one gentleman, his name was Paul, with whom I played floor hockey every time I played floor hockey. He was on my team. He was one of my team members, and he would speak to me on the floor and I wouldn't understand a word he said. I would just nod and laugh, and he would laugh back at me because he knew he was not being comprehensible. But that was my experience with some of my incomprehension relating to Newfoundland. So the next song on the list is called the Lumber Camp Song. It is by the Waccamaw Wailers. Now, what's interesting about the Waccamaw Wailers is that they were, how do I want to explain this? The Slumber Camp Song is a traditional Newfoundland song, and it is renowned. A lot of singers, a lot of artists have actually sung this particular one. But these Waccamaw Wailers, in 1981, they were four employees of the Waccamaw Lake Provincial Park in Ontario, and they formed this singing group to interpret Canada's colorful history through songs and stories. They were even commissioned by the Canadian government to do so. So this song is called the Lumber Camp Song, which is a traditional Newfoundland song.
Come all you jolly fellows and listen to my song. It's all about the shanty boys and how they got along. We're the jolliest bunch of fellows that ever you could find. The way we spend our winter months is hurling down pine. At 4 o'clock each morning the boss begins to shout. Heave out your jolly teamsters, it's time to start the rout. The teamsters, they will all jump up in a most frightful way. Where is me boots, where is me pants, me socks have gone astray. At 6 o'clock it's breakfast and every man is out. For every man who is not sick, we're sure to be on route. There's sawyers and there's choppers to lay the timber low. There's swampers and there's loggers to haul it to and fro. Now then comes up the logger, all at the break of day. We'll load up me slide 500 feet into the river, drive away. Well, you can hear the axes ringing until the sun goes down. Hooray me boys, a day spent into the shanty we are bound. And when we reach the shanty with cold hands and wet feet, we then take off our lair again to supper for take. We'll sing and dance till 9 o'clock and into our bunks we'll climb. Those winter months, they won't be long in hurling down the pine. And then the springtime comes at last and soon the boss will say, keep down your saws and axes, boys, and help to clear the way. And when the floating ice goes out in business, we will thrive. 200 able-bodied men are wanted on the drive. Come all you jolly fellows and listen to my song. It's all about the shanty boys and how they got along. We're the jolliest bunch of fellows that ever you could find. The way we spend our winter months is hurling down the pine. The way we spend our winter months is hurling down the pine.
An interesting thing that they said about in this particular song was about the Teamsters. Now, the Teamsters are a syndicate that are quite known in the North American context. I've heard really great things about them, and I've heard very, very horrible things about them, and doesn't seem to be a middle ground. I'm not sure why, but some people have said that they, you know, thanks to the Teamsters, we have really fantastic healthcare and we have really fantastic benefits and we have good wages and that's wonderful. And they go hard or they don't go home when they are going against whatever institution or whatever establishment for the rights of their constituents. But I've also heard that if the Teamsters get involved, sometimes the companies just give up completely and they say, forget it. thank you very much for your service, but we're just going to close because we can't feasibly give you what you need or what you want. On that note, the next song on the list is by the Navigators. Now, the Navigators are a traditional Newfoundlander band, and they date back to the year 2000. They have published more than 4 albums. Their most recent is called, in 2023, was called Bay Bulls Cove. And I'm pretty sure that's a place in Newfoundland. If you take a look at the Newfoundland map, you will see really interesting names for their cities. One's called Gander, one's called Dildo, and one is called Loveless, which is really interesting, I think, anyway. I think it's funny. This next song is called The Islander, and it's filled with pride and wonder. I hope you enjoy it.
Chateau plus 3 avec 2, s'il vous plaît. Chateau. Oh, un moment. Tapez dans le vent. Oh. I'm a Newfoundlander, born and bred, and I'll be one till I die. Proud to be an Islander, here's the reason why. Free as the wind and the waves of wash the sands. No place I would rather be than here in Newfoundland. I went some time in New York State and I nearly lost my mind. City lights too fast for me, nobody had the time. Flashing lights is all that I could see. Maybe good for New York State, but I know them before me. I'm a Newfoundlander, born and bred, and I'll be one till I die. Proud to be an Islander, here's the reason why. Free as the wind and the way the water stands. No place I would rather be than here in Newfoundland. In Montreal, the Frenchmen say that they on Labrador in an Indian harbor where my father fished before. If they want the flight bar, well, that's where they make a stand. They ever get the day they try to take my Newfoundland. I'm a Newfoundlander, but born and bred, and I'll be one till I die. Proud to be an Islander, here's the reason why. And the ways of what's a sand. No place I would rather be than there in Newfoundland. Just ain't another brick in the wall.
Concours Tour Le Monde et bien ici. Pour la route de Halifax à Saint-Pierre 2018. Now wave your lighthouse. Now that the oil is on our shore, we better take the time to develop it more carefully, or else you're gonna find. Could have been the answer to our poor economy. Change our way of living and destroy our fishery. And you've been London born and bred, and I'll be one till I die. Proud to be an islander, here's the reasons why. I'm free as the wind and the waves and wash the sands. There's no place I would rather be than here in Newfoundland. I'm a Newfoundlander born and bred, and I'll be one till I die. Proud to be an islander, here's the reasons why. Free as the wind and the waves and wash the sands. No place I would rather be than here in Newfoundland. No place I would rather be.
You're listening to Graphy at 94.9 FM in English Only with the Doctors. That was The Navigators with their song, The Islander, with a little bit of a segue into The Wall, which I thought was really, really interesting because, I don't know, it was just great. And it makes me think of all the Newfoundlanders that I met in my life, and they were always a little, they always, I don't know if it's, they walked by the beat of their own drum, and I respect that kind of thing. At the same time, they stayed very secular, and they really... secular, excuse me, and they really loved their homeland. They really loved Newfoundland. They loved it. I mean, like, I love Alberta, and I guess it's the same. It just was really beautiful to see that was a distinct culture than just the Canadian culture. That said, the next song on the list is by Meredith Moon. Now, Meredith Moon and her album Constellations from 2023 has been nominated for the Canadian Folk Music Award of Music Award of Traditional Album of the Year, which is fantastic. I wish her the best in this particular category. I hope she gets it because it's really fantastic. If you take a look at her videos, her name is Meredith Moon, and I really think she's interesting because she doesn't make me think of a traditional folk singer. In fact, I think folk singers are generally older, and they're kind of like hippy-dippy, and they wear a lot of, I don't know, patchouli. I'm being very stereotypical, but she's certainly not a stereotypical woman that does folk music. So you see some of her videos and her hair is pink and she's got tattoos all over her hands and wears black nail polish, and she can play the banjo like the best banjo player on the planet, and she can play a guitar, and she's this wonderful, almost like angelic voice. It's just fantastic. This is Slow Moving Trail from her 2023 album Constellations.
Seems like only yesterday I was dipping my paddle. No cash bay and the white pine line, the shore, far as I can see. But now the ground is cold and wet, and the leaves are piled around the shed, and I'm just as lonesome as I could ever be. Thank you. coming for me, babe. Just give it time.
Do you remember the days when time rolled on like a slow-moving train? My life is so busy right now, I can't even remember the day. I said it at the beginning of the set, and I meant it. Oops. And my phone turned on by accident. It's those kinds of memories for me anyway. I don't know if it's for you, but it's when I was a child in the summer. That's really when the days were really long and I was so bored, I had nothing to do. I felt like every second was an eternity. I long for those days, or at least a moment in a year, in the year, 5 minutes in the year where I feel like the 5 minutes are really, really, really long and I'm not in a conference and or sitting in a meeting and thinking that this is the most boring thing in existence. Let's hope that next month is a happier month for the doctor. Anyway, this next song makes me think a little bit about crappy times because of black flies. Now, do you guys know what black flies are? They're bigger than, in France we have les frelons, which are not, I've never seen those in Canada, or at least in where I was in Canada. And then we have here also les thons, which are horse flies, and then if you're anywhere near the horses, there's these smaller flies that bite you. But black flies are very different, and they are bigger. They're about the size of a frelon, and they eat as much as a horse fly would. So this particular song was written by Wade Hemsworth. Now, Wade Hemsworth lived from 1916 to 2002. He wrote approximately 20 songs throughout his career. And this particular song, he had another job. He just did this on the side. He was a surveyor. So he was surveying in Newfoundland in the 1940s somewhere, because the song came out in 1949. And he was inundated by swarms of black flies, and it scarred him for life, apparently. So this song speaks about that. It's in a different context, though. It talks about Northern Ontario, but I can confirm from my Canadian friends and family that say that, yes, indeed, the black flies are disgusting there. But just to give you an idea, I think that often when I speak to my partner about the Canadian North and the Canadian wild, there's this romantic view on what it is, but sometimes it's really not that romantic. Sometimes it's just yucky. Black flies are yucky. Bears are scary. Wolves are also scary, and so are pumas. So just on that note, as much as we love to romanticize the Canadian Great North or the Canadian Wild, this is an example of how difficult it can be. This song is called the Black Fly Song.
was early in the spring when I decided to go for a work up in the woods of North Ontario. And the unemployment office said they'd send me through to the little Abitibi with the survey crew. And the black flies, the little black flies, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario. The man Black Toby was the captain of the crew, and he said, I'm gonna tell you boys what we're gonna do. They want to build a power dam, and we must find a way for to make the little lab flow around the other way. With the black flies, the little black flies, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario. So we surveyed to the east and we surveyed to the west, and we couldn't make our minds up how to do it best. Little lab, what shall I do? For I'm all but going crazy with the survey crew. And the black flies, the little black flies, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario. Just black fly everywhere, a-crawling in your whiskers, a-crawling in your hair, and a-swimming in the soup, and a-swimming in the tea, and the devil take the black fly, let me be. Oh, the black flies, the little black flies, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario. Black Toby fellas weren't, cause the work went slow, and the state of our morale was a-getting pretty low. And the flies swarmed heavy, it was hard to catch a breath as you staggered up and down the trail a-talking to yourself. With the black flies, the little black flies, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario. Now the bull cook's name's Blind River Joe. If it hadn't been for him, we'd have never pulled through, cause he bound up our bruises and he kidded us for fun, and he lathered us with bacon grease and balsam gum. For the black flies, the little black flies, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario. At last the job was over, Black Toby said we're through with the little Abitibi and the survey crew. 'Twas a wonderful experience, and this I know, I'll never go again to North Ontario. With the black flies, the little black flies, always the black fly, no matter where you go. I'll die with the black fly picking my bones in North Ontario, I-O, in North Ontario.
I had another song about black flies that was a little bit more clear. It was the same song, but sung by a woman called Tracy Judy, and she was on a PBS show for kids 100 years ago in 1965. But we're going to end instead with Alexis Campagne. He is a Québécois from Montreal, a bilingual singer, and he is fantastic. The raw talent in this gentleman just is awe-striking. He plays the violin, and in this particular song called Sparklers and Gin, he plays the violin, he sings, he plays the electric drums, all at the same time using a beatbox, which I think is just fantastic. Wow. I hope you enjoy this. He is currently nominated for one of the best albums of the year in Canada. This is Alexis Campagne, and I am going to leave you. The doctor's leaving the house and going to find some TLC, probably in a nice salt bath with some essential oils and bubbles. I wish you a fantastic week and a good weekend and a fantastic entry into March. This is Alexis Campagne and Sparklers and Gin. Have a great weekend.
Sky holds its breath as we push back the rain. Fairy lights, table sets, all in white. Pop the champagne. Live like Pepe in his straw chapeau. Breaking plates just like Papu would throw. Grab yourself some cake. Let's sing along and enjoy the show. To hold you tight, and somehow I know this will always feel right. So take my hand, I'll give you a the sparklers, I'll get the gin. Ooh, 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 ooh. Sigh as we pack the last fork, close it up one more time, rent the truck. New York, New York, from the top of the world, they're calling your name. We can tough it out and we can play their game. From the shoulders of giants, we can spark a brand new flame. And so much to do, and somehow you and I always pull through. So take my hand, I'll give you a spin. If you get the sparklers, I'll get the gin. Ooh, ooh. And how could we have known the world could be turned to stone? And how could we have known the world would be turned to stone? There's a scattered applause as I walk off the stage. One more show lifting amps through the snow for minimum wage. Meet me outside on Saint Denis. Kiss me like you did back on Small Street. I'll hum in your ear. Oh, how you said me. Sparklers, I'll get the gin.